The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody! Coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's, that's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Yay! Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Why not? That's fun. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. Ooh, a good one. And you should actually have an answer to this. Here it is. Here's our question. Remember, living life as a Christian. That thingy. Here it is. Which of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which Gospel is your favorite Gospel? Which is your favorite Gospel? And has that changed? I noticed that in the beginning of my walk, Matthew was my favorite gospel. Then I kind of moved into John for a while, did Mark for a while, back to Matthew, and now I'm moving out into Luke. Oh, my goodness gracious. What is your favorite gospel? And by the way, it's okay to have a favorite gospel. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the question. Pretty simple and straightforward. Gonna make it easy for you. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, that's an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question. We don't want it to die of loneliness. We want you to reach out to us. Just give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person that you can count on.
Aww.
Aww, that's nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Jammin' Jacob publicly. He's been helping me with my project, which is not always easy to do. I'm sometimes difficult to work with and annoying, but he's doing a phenomenal job. So thank you, sir, for your efforts. I appreciate them greatly.
You're welcome. And we had a call from a man named Keith Oakley called in, and he didn't want to be on the air, but he wanted you to pray for him. He didn't go into detail, but he said he's going through a hard time.
Okay. Well, we're going to pray for Keith in just a minute. I want to make sure that other people know how to get in touch with us. Here's the bottom line, and that's a great segue in, because not that he's going through tough times, that's not what's good, but what is good is for you to understand. If you got something going on and you need prayer, let us know. You think, well, what? I don't want to share all of it. So what? Don't, sir, don't. Do what you're comfortable with. Do it the way you're comfortable with. The Lord knows when we're praying. If somebody out there thinks, well, I have to specifically enumerate for God to answer, you don't believe that God is omniscient then. That's not good. Here's what you got to know. We're going to take our faith and offer it up before the Lord on Keith's behalf and ask for help because he needs that. Maybe you've got something like a praise report, something going on like that, and you just want to share that. Maybe you just got something that struck you funny, or you're just like, hey, I want to ask about this, or this happened. I didn't know what this was. Can this mean anything? All of that, that's fine, because this is part of the Christian journey. It is not a cookie-cutter walk. Have you noticed that your Christian walk is not like a cookie-cutter one-size-fits-all? I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but if you've been a Christian for more than 20 seconds, you should pick up on that pretty fast. This is not a legalese. This is not churchianity. It's not something where you speak Christianese. This is a living relationship with a living God made possible through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Anything less is an insult. And so we want to stay on track and support one another and strengthen one another. So praise report, prayer request. Hey, if you want to call us, you can do that. That's how Keith did it, right? He didn't even want to talk on the air. Just wanted to leave that with Jacob. Not a problem. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-pro voice coming now.
214-210-8483. There.
You can also send an email. So that's safe too. David@hemusincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at, A with a circle around it, hemusincrease, from John330.org, because we're a nonprofit entity. This that simple. You can call us. You can text us. You can email us. It can be a praise report. It can be a prayer request. It can be something that you've noticed, something the Lord's blessed you in, something you just kind of take on. You know, the idea is to encourage one another and strengthen one another. Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Praise the Lord. I can't wait. It's so great. As Christians, we should be super excited. The Lord is coming back. In the meantime, we're supposed to encourage and strengthen one another and be about the business of the kingdom. Okay, let's do that. The reason you didn't get raptured the moment you said yes is because you're supposed to be a mirror image of Jesus. And God, who pronounced you that way judicially, is making you look that way practically. And so until that point comes, we move forward advancing the kingdom of God, knowing the joy that's been set before us. Let's pray for Keith Oakley and his situation. We just trust the Lord will help him. Let's do it. Let's combine our faith. Father, we come before you right now, and we thank you, and we praise you for Keith, and we ask you, Lord, we don't even know what the circumstance is, Lord, and we don't need to. You know exactly what's going on. You know every nuance. You know every moment. If he's struggling with a fear, with a doubt, with a terrible sense of impending doom, anything along those lines, Lord, we are asking you in the name of Jesus Christ that you would bring peace and grace and mercy, that you would speak to the storm that's in his life, and you would tell the winds to be quiet and the waves to be still, and that the calm that comes from the center of your throne, from your presence, as Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace, the calm that comes from you being the Prince of Peace would cover over him and over his family. Keep him safe. Keep him steadfast. Let him not be moved away from the hope he can have and the comfort he can hold in you. We lift him up before you and pray for our brother in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay? That's called praying for one another, loving one another, taking care of one another. All right. We are in Matthew. We are at at chapter 17. But before we say any more about at chapter 17, we got to finish in chapter 16, verse 28, and what has been an incredible introduction to what is going to take place. And I would argue that next to raising the dead and the actual resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Mount of Transfiguration could be one of the most powerful, undertaught stories because of what takes place. But let's look at chapter 16, verse 28 before we get there. This is Jesus saying, "For I, the Son of Man, will come in the glory of my Father with his angels." How's Jesus going to come? "With his angels, and will judge all the people according to their deeds. I assure you," Now, whenever Jesus says, I assure you, you can be assured. I assure you that some of you standing here right now will not die before you see me, the Son of Man, coming in my kingdom. So as a precursor to one of the most significant moments in human history, Jesus assures his disciples that some of them will not die before they witness the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This does not imply that the disciples would live until the return of Jesus Christ. Wrong answer. The kingdom is both now and in the future. And these disciples are going to witness a manifestation of the kingdom of God in less than a week. So the disciples, it's not an issue of whether they're going to live until the full return of Christ comes. The issue is, are they going to see Jesus, the Son of Man, coming into a manifestation of his kingdom? And the answer is yes. And what we tend to fail to recognize is that there is a now and a later. And yes, I'm very familiar with the candy now and later. And yes, I do like them, although they're not really good for my teeth. But that's not the point. The point is the kingdom of God is now and the kingdom of God is later. And for people to say, well, no, it's only later, well, then you're in contradiction with what Jesus said. And for people to say, well, it was only then you're in contradiction with what Jesus said. Make up your mind. Because Jesus made it clear the kingdom is among you. The kingdom is here. The kingdom is now. And he made it clear the kingdom is coming. The kingdom is en route. It's going to happen. And we live in what is called, in theological terms, the tension between the now and the not yet. And what people don't recognize is that that's okay. There's nothing weird or bizarre about that. There are times where you pray a prayer and you seek the help of God and God manifests his power in your life and you know it's the power of God. Nobody can say anything to you. Nobody can change that. And you know that God has answered your prayer. It is a miracle. It is a manifestation of the power of heaven in the realm of the earth. And you know it. And that is the kingdom being manifest in your life. Every one of us who is a Bible-believing, born-again Christian has had an experience of a manifestation of the kingdom of God. When you said yes to Jesus, when you say, I surrender, when you say, I yield, I repent, I turn, I bow, I acknowledge, any of those, and all of those, and any of those, when that happened, a manifestation of the kingdom of God emerged. And you became a child of the Most High God. What is it Jesus said to Peter? Blessed are you, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. There's a revelation, an illumination, an understanding, a waking up. A born-again moment, and that's the kingdom now. And we all should be recognizing that in the fullness of the kingdom, when it comes, there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more frustration, no more defeat, no more fear. But between now and then, we are moving towards that point. And in the journey that we're going through now, we have the wonderful opportunity to see various manifestations of the kingdom of God in our personal lives. Have you ever had a divine appointment? I mean, even the fish with the coin in its mouth that Peter pulled up fishing had a divine appointment. And you've run into somebody or somebody's run into you. You've been somewhere at one particular moment and you're like, wow, this is like, it's incredible. Who could have orchestrated this? God. God orchestrated it. And that's a manifestation of the kingdom of God. What I'm trying to do is get you to see, open up your eyes. Jesus was working with disciples on a regular basis to see in front of them these manifestations of the kingdom. And then instead of, you know, just going wowzer, they'd go, well, what about the later kingdom? Look, the later kingdom is coming. There is nothing that's going to change that. There's no altering that, none whatsoever. But in the meantime, we are moving forward and advancing in the kingdom of God when we're spending time with God, when we're praying, when we're fellowshipping, when we're doing things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that are true and honoring and right. You know, I know there's that bumper sticker, so I just want to say this real quickly, you know. It's not about the destination. Enjoy the journey. Okay, that's wrong. Because if you end up going to hell, it's about the destination. If you end up going to heaven, it's about the destination. You understand that? But while we're going through the process on the journey, there are moments and manifestations, or as Merle Carruthers said, bringing heaven into earth momentarily. I mean, that's what's taking place. And you can have that all the time. 24/7? No, but a lot. Because if we seek first the kingdom of God and the Lord being king in various areas of our lives and various things that we do, we will see his kingdom now as well as later. That's what people tend to miss. One of the reasons that the Jewish scholars missed the coming of the Messiah was because they only anticipated the fullness of the kingdom in one moment. But you and I need to have a better viewpoint or mindset that the Lord has laid into our lives that says, you will come into the kingdom of the Lord. But between now and then, you will see the kingdom of the Lord in different people's lives, in your own lives, as testimony and witness to the power, the grace, the mercy, the love, and the kindness of God. That is what is cool about the kingdom now and the kingdom later. And the disciples were about to get a big taste of that. Okay? All right, take a deep breath. Now, to do again a little bit different kind of trivia, so you got to get ready. Here it is. I am going to give you a scripture. And in the scripture, I'm going to have a blank, and you have to fill in the blank, okay? This scripture comes from Psalms 16:6. Psalms 16:6. Here it is. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant, blank. Yes, I have a good inheritance. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant. Yes, I have a good inheritance. Your reference point is Psalm 16, verse 6. What is the blank? Fill in the blank. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website, as we often do at this particular place. I want to make sure everybody knows. On the website is links for the new edition of the books. If you've never had a chance to get the book, and you get the book and you don't like it, you tell me, I'll give you 100% refund. How's that? You can't lose in that kind of proposition. The books, the access to them, they're on the website. You click on book. It's $1.95 on Kindle. Unless you've got a Kindle-like deal where you pay for it monthly, then it's free. It's $7.95 for the paperback, and I think it's $14.95. And I can't do much about the hardcover because they charge you a bazillion dollars for it. So that's out of my league. Get the paperback. You don't need the hardbook. Or get the Kindle. You don't need the paperback. Bottom line is the book will be a blessing. There's two books. One is Broken for His Glory, which has to do with recovering from spiritual disasters. And then the other one is The Jewish Christian, which is kind of a devotional on the core of our faith and what's really most important. And I really do like both, because one's my story, and then I like the other one because it's devotional. And anything that draws you closer to the Lord is good. On top of that, don't forget to give, because giving is very helpful for the ministry. Trust me, that's how that works. Check it out on the website. By the way, I think we have a scripture for that. Our scripture for giving today 2 Corinthians 8:3, for I testify according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Oh, boy. I was doing some of my book stuff, and there was a sentence or two I made. I was like, boy, I wish I had one of those. Just pull it back and say the line over again, Dave. Oh, that's kind of funny. I need one of those. I do, especially driving.
Yeah, I think we all do. Yep. Fast forward through traffic.
Yeah. That's just like, ugh. All right. Anyway, let's go back to the trivia question. So listen to the trivia question. It's not hard. You can get this. Listen to what it says. The lines have fallen to me in Pleasant. Okay, then you got to fill in the blank. Yes, I have a good inheritance. Psalm 16, verse 6, if you think you know the answer, right? Okay. You can reach out to us. You can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Where have the lines fallen unto us? In Pleasant, what? Okay. Psalm 16, verse 6. Going back to the text, we are now in the big part. The big, big exciting part. And the big exciting part of Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. Here we go. 6 days later. So after Jesus said, I assure you, some of you standing here right now will not die before you see me, the Son of Man, coming in my kingdom. Wow. 6 days later, less than a week later, Jesus took Peter and the two brothers, James and John, and led them up to a high mountain. As they watched, Jesus' appearance changed so that his face was shining like the sun and his clothing became dazzling white. Okay. Now, I don't know how many of you guys have seen Star Wars or Star Trek or any of the wonderful sci-fi movies that tend to come in and out of our lives. But the bottom line is that when there's this big, bright, deep, reflective light, people will tend to say that that's like an energy or this, that, whatever. Sure, great. That sounds great. That's not what I want you to concentrate on yet, because that's what we're going to cover next week. What's helpful to understand is that Peter, James, and John are accompanying Jesus up on a high mountain. The four of them are there together. So if we take a moment to understand that they are unaware of what they're about to encounter, could you possibly say amen? There's no way they know what's going to happen. It's never happened before. But they're going there with Jesus. And it provides a great illustration of how the Lord works in our personal lives. The journey up the mountain, which is usually challenging to climb, becomes an important truth about encountering something beyond our understanding with Jesus. You see, they're about to have this experience. That's right, I said experience as a Christian. And it's going to really, really change their mindsets. And sometimes the Lord has you and I climb mountains, a little bit challenging. And as we're going up, we're like, this is a little bit challenging. This is a challenge. But there's something that's going to happen that the Lord's going to help us with that is beyond the understanding we've had to that point and will help us in a deeper, more profound understanding of the Lord. And we usually get that on the top of the mountain, which is why we call them what? Mountaintop experiences. And those, you don't live for those, but you don't ignore those. You recognize that those are there so that you and I can grab something beyond our understanding about the Lord, that we grow in the Lord. It's not a coincidence that when you go up a mountain, you use one set of muscles, and you go down a mountain, you use a different set of muscles. But going up the mountain, you're about to come into something. Don't be surprised if you're heading up a mountain and it seems like it's a momentary, difficult journey, because when you get there, you're going to see something about Jesus that you've never seen before. And you're going to grow. And you're going to want to stay there, just like the disciples did when we get into the story. All right, let's get back to our trivia question. The question is, fill in the blank. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant blank. Yes, I have a good inheritance. And the most direct answer is going to be, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Psalm 16, verse 6. Which is a nice way of saying it's panning out quite well. Thank you very much. If you're in Denver, if you're in San Diego, or if you're in Detroit, just keep listening by going to hemusincrease.org. If you're in Dallas, if you're listening on the radio, hang out on the app, hang out. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
Let me read this thing from Pastor Ray, and then we'll do the trivia question, and then we'll see what happens, because I have no idea. This is from Pastor Ray, who passed away, by the way, on January 4th this year, 2022. He's my good friend, and I can't wait to see him up in heaven. This one's titled Joy, Expectation, and Delight. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. This is Pastor Ray's devotional. I often see people go through a spiritual drought. More than once, I have found myself in this dry, dark place where God seems far away and we feel even farther. It's like being the children of Israel, once again wandering in the wilderness trying to find our way. That's when I cling to the belief that we are being strengthened and matured through it all. How we survive the wilderness experience of our lives depends on our attitude towards God's word. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and I get such a kick out of reading it because King David got so excited writing about it. Of all the things he gets excited about writing, about the laws of God. He sang about them. He put statutes of the law to music. He positively exulted in them. In Psalm 119, verse 14, he compared God's testimonies to the riches. In verse 15, he declared, I will meditate on your precepts. In verse 24, he says, your testimonies are my delight and my counselors. David was on to something. He loved God's word, and he knew that the secret to enjoying life, even in the wilderness, was to turn to God's word with joy, expectation, and delight. As children, we struggle to mature under our parents' authority. When we're spiritually born again into the family of God, we become children again, reparented. Oh, what a great line that is. Reparented by our Heavenly Father as we grow toward maturity and learning to trust Him. Allow His word to light your way, and the wilderness will not seem so daunting. Let His word guide your feet, and you will never get lost.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.